Well, I mean, obviously it's something that we have to change. You know, we want to be able to, you know, run the football and put ourselves in manageable situations. You know, I think that's going to help us, you know, and along with our play action game, be able to take shots. I think, you know, that's basically what the philosophy has been the whole time. So, you know, I've got to do a better job. And then, you know, with the coaches and, you know, putting those guys in good position, you know, schematically, and be able to take advantage of, you know, some of these heavy fronts that we see.
You went to TJ a lot in that fourth quarter. Was that based on just the package you were running, or just it wasn't Leonard's day?
No, it was basically, you know, on the package that we were running at that time. But, you know, we always have to look at ways, you know what I'm saying, to try to get, you know, playmakers like Leonard involved, you know, more and more as we go forward.
Ivory hasn't been involved as much over the last couple of weeks. Is that just flow of the game type of thing, or the fumble?
Yeah, I think, you know, I go back to that same thing I said before. You know, you got three guys back there. You know, they're good football players. You know, and trying to manage a way to get them involved. You know, and keep them in the rhythm of the game, and keep them going. And I think it's a challenge, and it's one that I think we can do a better job of that going forward.
You said after the game yesterday that you got to do a better job preparing the team.
Yep.
As you look back at last week, were there any warning signs that you saw but didn't really think was that serious?
You know, I don't – it's hard because I'm the type of guy that if I do see something, I'll address it, you know. So I don't you know, it's just one of those things that you go out there and you see how the team's, you know, ready to go, and you think to yourself, you know, shoot, let me, you know, I've got to do a better job of getting them ready, getting them motivated. I don't think you can put it, you know, any one particular thing or something that happened. Just have to do a better job and be more on top of it. I think that's what it is.
Can you?
Okay, John.
Is Tal
who's that?
Smith. Tal.
Delvin Smith?
Yeah.
He's in concussion protocol. Yes. That's all.
Can you
that's all I'm allowed to say.
Follow up on Talvin.
Yes.
He left the game after that collision and came back in the game for a couple of plays, then back out.
Yep. I think Tal will be able to explain it better than I can.
Did he get hurt again?
At halftime, he reported symptoms. So when he came out, he was cleared by the UNC, went back in the game, and then when we went in for halftime, once he reported symptoms, they downgraded him.
So it wasn't a second hit?
No.
Okay. How do you think? Concern level for your receivers. You had some drops and you hadn't had like an explosion plays.
I think a couple of things we have to get done. You know, obviously, I think it's a combination of a lot of things, meaning that, you know, one, you know, obviously when we get the ball there, we've got to make a play on it. Two, I think we've got to keep, you know, working to do a good job of you know, getting more separation and getting them open, whatever it may be, formationally, you know, doing things of that nature. I think that obviously our protection, you know what I'm saying? We've got to do a better job there to make sure that we have time and clean pockets to do that. So I think it's a combination of all those things that can help us.
You feel that the crossing routes with Marquise Lee, that team look like Arizona, they had them covered in that route scheme.
The one specific crossing one? Route. Well, we hit a couple. I mean, you know, Keelan hit, you know, Cole came across and hit it. You know, a lot of times it depends on, you know, the matchups. We missed a couple, you know, we were trying to run some crossers. You know, hopefully someone runs over the top and get in the football. Sometimes, you know, it's protection. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I don't think it's something that to say, hey, you know what, they're covering them well on that. It's basically man-to-man, I think, is what you're probably referring to.
You talked about Blake's toughness at the game yesterday. How much has that played into him this year? How big has that been for you?
I think he's always been that way. So, I mean, having been here, seen that, I thought that, you know, obviously he did a good job in a running game, took some big hits, you know, saying in protection, you know, which was, you know, we broke down, obviously. It's on film. So we've got to do a better job there and, you know, just keep coming back and getting up. So, you know, I mean, I think that's a, you know, a great quality.
How much is his ability? When he runs the design stuff, he seems to be pretty smart about when to go down and avoid the big hit. Does that make you more comfortable calling some of those keepers?
I'll call anything to help us win. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's something that's going to help us and we feel that we can have advantage of it, I don't have an issue with that. I think every time that, you know, from college to, you know, all my time here and doing it, you know, we've always talked about, you know, being smart with it. You know, obviously, you know, and we want to get the yardage and, you know, not take the hit, you know, and do things of that nature.
I know that you already talked about being greedy and, you know, what you should have done there. But at the end of the game, you're facing a guy who's in, what, his 40s with a 57-yard field goal attempt. And you kind of, as a coach generally, you would kind of take that, right? I mean, if you have to be in that situation, you know what I mean?
I mean,
it's
to go
a long
back
field
and,
goal. It's in,
you know, to go, if you're asking me to go back and kind of, you know, mitigate the decision, you know what I'm saying, and what happened, I still, you know, I woke up today thinking the same thing. I should have made that decision. I should have gone into halftime. I mean, overtime.
How do you think Puzzlesny played, have been the play in the sub package?
They played well. Yep, did a nice job.
But was it, so how much of an adjustment is that for him to play Mike and base and then a different role?
For a young player, it'd be a tough adjustment. It really would. But for a guy like Puzz, I think it's something that you come to expect. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, the way he goes about his business and plays, you know, plays the game. And, you know, he's ready to do a lot of things, I think, for us if he was, you know, capable of doing it. And obviously the, the situation we put him in the other day, he's capable of doing that. You know, so playing both of those. So that's a big plus for us.
You look over the tape again. Any further explanation or just what you saw on Blake's interception there at the end?
No, I think that.
I mean, just was it pretty much as simple as it looked?
Probably. I don't think he saw the guy. I just think that we got a little wide, we got a little extended, you know what I'm saying, on the play with the protection, which caused Matthew to widen out, you know what I'm saying, and I think he didn't see it.
All the receivers were in the right spot and everything too. All the routes were run correctly and everything like that.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we might have been 1 yard short on a route, but I mean, it's the same route.
Are Parnell, Earns, Olamide, not are they playing this week?
Yeah. All right.
Are they getting better?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think. You know, I hope to expect. You know, Parnell and Olamide on the field on Wednesday, you know, and then I think, you know, Allen's, you know, he's getting ready, so we'll see where he is.
How big of a boost would Parnell be if he's a starter? How important would it be to get Parnell?
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I think it's important anytime you get someone back that's played. I'll tell you, though, but, you know, I have seen Josh Wells get better, you know what I'm saying, during the week. I think that I think even if you spoke to him, you know, obviously it was a tough matchup going against the Chargers, you know, for him. But I think, you know, in these last 2 weeks, you know, some of the things that he hasn't been efficient at before, you know, he's actually done a much better job. To a point where, you know, you can put the tape on and says, hey, you know what, he's gotten better.
Second lap of the division start this week. How much do you go back to that first game against the Colts and say, you know, that worked, but we may have to change things up? Or?
You got to watch yourself, you know, when you go through that. I think that you got to look at it and you go back. I know that, you know, in my opinion, that, you know, I haven't watched just a little bit of them because I – got a little bit of jump. We had a little bit more time, so I don't want to, because I know before I said I usually don't start watching them, but I did have a little bit of time today. You know, I think that they're playing much better than they did, you know, before, you know, than the last time we played them. So, you know, but my concentration with the team is, you know, obviously, you know, we're 2-1 in this quarter. You know, we're playing a division opponent. You know, let's go to 3-1 in this quarter and let's win this game. But I think it's not as much of a challenge. And for me, when you have a gap, you know, there's some division games that you'll play the division opponent 1 week, play someone else, and sometimes play them again the next week. Now, to me, that's tough. Or, you know, sometimes when you go into the playoffs, you play a team at the end of the year, then all of a sudden next week you're playing them again in the first round of the playoffs. Those situations are probably a little bit more challenging to that situation.
Why?
Because, you know, they're prepared. If whatever's worked well, you know, they're probably going to say, okay, we're going to make sure that they don't get this again on us. You know, we're not going to be, you know, well, wait a minute. They got you on it the first time and you didn't do anything the second time. But you know what I'm saying? So it's things like that. So, and then your challenge is like, well, shoot, it worked. You know, how can we get it to work and not look the same? You know, and things of that nature. So it's kind of a, a back and forth situation. So you have, on one sense, you know, the personnel you know better, you know what I'm saying, because you play everyone. Next sense, schematically, you know, hey, what's changing a little bit from game to game?
You prefer, obviously, home stretch, the three games in a row. I mean, the final stretch of the season, but three games in a row.
I think it's important. I think it's, you know, it's tough when you go on the road, and it's tough to go win on the road. I mean, obviously, you know, we're coming off, you know, two road games, one where we went up to Cleveland, you know, and then came all the way back and then went all the way, you know, out to Arizona. You know, now we got a chance to say, ho, you know what I'm saying? Let's just, you know, we're going to be able to stay here, stay at home, which I think is going to be big for us. You know, we're going to have our fans out here. You know, we're going to be playing in front of our crowd. So I think that's going to be a big part, you know, of helping us, you know, perform well on Sunday. So I'm excited for it.